Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media as the Ravens count down to Monday Night Football against the Buccaneers.
Come on, Jameson.
Why is that? People want to know. What, from your perspective, why have you been so dominant against the NFC?
Just all-around team effort, game planning. Probably just because we've seen each other once a year, so it's like hard to game plan for us. So a little bit of everything.
Hey, Lamar, how can you describe this chemistry with Derrick Henry so far? At one point, did you thought it was going to be that dominant in the running game?
Yeah, I thought so. Just because of what he's able to do, you know, the type of running back he is, and like him just wanting to do everything right. You know, if it's some type of mistake, it may be a mistake on my part. It's all good. Like same thing with me. So it's like he just make everything easy for me.
Lamar, how effective is play action when you have Derrick Henry to fake the ball to? Is he such a threat to run it?
Very effective. Cause guys like they trying to stop him before he gets started. So they trying to hit ABC gap. It really don't matter. They just trying to stop him in the backfield before he get the rolling, you know, get to the second level or third level. So that play action definitely is effective.
Maury, I know you like to say you don't play against the other quarterback.
Yeah.
But what's your relationship with Baker Mayfield? And do you have any extra kick when you play against another quarterback that was in your draft class?
No. You know, I just want to win. You know, I go out there and I look at every game the same way. And he's a tremendous quarterback. You know, he has been since college. Ever since I've known him, you know, even going back to Heisman. Both of us won Heisman the year back-to-back from each other. A little bit. You can say we got a relationship a little bit from there. But outside of football, I really don't be around other quarterbacks. So I don't know. Every time y'all ask me about another quarterback, it's like, I don't know what to say, you know. Love the game. I love his game, man. He's still the same person from what I see. You know, from afar, he's still the same Baker. Still making things happen for those guys.
Lamar, Coach just talked about how you like to be a perfectionist. That being said, the way the offense is playing, are things going the way you expected, a little bit better, or is there room for improvement being a perfectionist?
Definitely room for improvement because sometimes things go the way I want it to and sometimes they don't. And sometimes I feel a way about it. You know, I get mad at myself. But it's still, like you said, it's room for improvement with our offense. You know, it's not a perfect offense. No offense is, but we're still working. We're trying to get somewhere.
So, you seem to have a real mastery of the offensive line of scrimmage and you're playing at such a high level. Do you feel like right now this season that you're playing as well as
I just think my everything is like slowing down even more just from the years I've been in the league and seeing all type of defenses, seeing all type of blitzes. Everything is just second nature right now. So I'm just trying to be a better player myself, you know, each and every year. So I just say everything's just slowing down. That's what's helping it.
You hear more and more people around the country say Ravens have the best offense in the league. Are you just, I don't want to hear it?
I mean, people going to say whatever they want to say. You know, we were just 0-2, and we were the worst offense in the league. So, you know, just being 4-2 right now, people going to still say whatever they're going to say, you know, because it can be a game we can come out with a win, but an ugly offensive game, and they'll say, you know, it's the worst offense. So it's like each and every week is going to be something different. We just got to focus on trying to be the best Raven offense that the Ravens ever had.
Is there something to the Florida connection? You know, you, Zay, Derrick Henry, all Florida guys.
Yeah.
That trio going back to Florida this weekend. Is there something
special Nelly.
About that connection? Nelly. And other guys?
Yeah.
What's with the Florida connection? What's behind that?
Man, it's like, that's what we breed down there, like just football players, a lot of football players. Don't get me wrong, we have some basketball players here and there, probably some doctors and lawyers, but so we breed football players, man. There's something we do down there. It's like a big family gathering on Saturdays, you know, youth football. It's always been that way from what I've known, you know. Just something about us loving football down there. That's all.
All right, Lamar, when you, you know, I know you're focused on the next game and the season and so forth, but here we are, you know, 6 weeks in, your name comes up in MVP conversations again. Do you hear that stuff? Sort of what do you think of it as a easy to block out? How do you kind of manage when all that
I know how I feel to be on two. I really don't care about the hype, you know, not just being on two. I just know how the NFL works, you know. It's it any given Sunday, so I'm not finna dwell on an MVP trophy or anything like that. I never have, you know, even when I won it, I never, like, dwelled on it. It was about me just trying to win each and every game I'm in. And same thing from now, you know, I'm still trying to win these games to get to February and win in February.
Lamar, I think people want to know, did you say on that in-breaker to Rashad, there we go?
No, I didn't say that. Okay. I don't know who said it. Somebody probably recorded and said it. Like, it wasn't me, though. I ain't say nothing.
Lamar, it seems like this offense has really gone to another level in year two under Todd Monken. How much more comfortable are you in this unit as a whole year over year as we near the halfway point of the regular season?
A lot of comfortable. Just same terminology, just hearing it a year, being involved in it in a year, and just talking with coach, you know, about things I see, what I see on the field, what I don't see, and just hearing his take on what you know, what he gets and out of plays and here and there. You know, it's a team effort. You know, it's not just me doing it myself. It's everybody involved and everyone just thinking, talking about their plans and what they seeing out there on the field or in the film room.
Lamar, a lot of times when running backs hit the age of 30, they decline a little bit.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry's leading the NFL in rushing. I mean,
he aging and everything else is like going up too. So
yeah, why do you think that is?
Yeah, his preparation. You know, him just loving the game of football. That got to play a part. Him just all around just being a great person. You know, all of that got to play a part in him having this much success he's having now.
All right. Thank you, LJ.
Appreciate y'all.